Have you ever wondered why chocolate floods your body with pleasure, or why coming home after a long trip feels so deeply satisfying? Despite countless self-help books tossing around neuroscience terms like dopamine or oxytocin, the actual brain mechanisms behind happiness are far more complex than popular psychology suggests. Happiness isn't simply present or absent, it's often about finding the sweet spot between predictability and surprise. Our brains enjoy music that's funky, but not too funky, preferring a medium level of syncopation that triggers pleasure responses that physically compel us to move. This delicate balance between order and novelty appears throughout our happiness systems, creating a fascinating neural dance that shapes our experience of joy. The brain's relationship with happiness begins at the molecular level, but it's not as straightforward as dopamine equals pleasure. When we eat delicious food or achieve a goal, dopamine does flood our system, but unexpected rewards trigger more dopamine than anticipated ones, explaining why surprise gifts feel more special. Meanwhile, endorphins can create pleasure sensations 5 times more potent than heroin, yet they evolved primarily to prevent pain during emergencies, not to make us happy during everyday experiences. Even oxytocin, the so-called love hormone, has a surprising dark side. While strengthening bonds with our in-group, it simultaneously increases hostility toward outsiders. Serotonin appears vital for mood regulation, yet the weeks-long delay before antidepressants become effective suggests it isn't directly causing happiness, but enabling the brain systems that support it. Attributing happiness to specific chemicals dramatically oversimplifies incredibly complex processes. These neurotransmitters create the conditions that allow happiness to exist, like paper is to money. The physical substance matters, but the value comes from what we collectively agree it represents. Forget the idea of a single happiness center in your brain. Modern neuroscience reveals happiness emerges from complex interactions between different brain regions, neurotransmitters, and neural pathways, more like an orchestra than a solo performer. Even a simple smile involves coordination between motor cortex regions, emotional centers like the amygdala, and reward processing areas in the nucleus accumbens. This network approach explains why happiness research faces so many challenges. fMRI studies are prohibitively expensive, typically use small sample sizes, and rarely get replicated. All parts of the brain are constantly active. The question is determining what constitutes significant activity in a particular context. What makes one person happy might leave another unmoved, reflected in varying patterns of neural activation. Extroverts and introverts show different brain activation patterns when experiencing social rewards. Happiness, something everyone experiences and thinks they understand, is far more complex than anticipated. Like a hamburger, a simple end product of an incredibly complex system of resources, processes, and actions. Our homes satisfy fundamental biological needs that directly impact our happiness. Homes occur naturally across countless species. We're just the first to add doorbells and throw pillows. This widespread occurrence suggests homes meet a crucial biological need, safety. Our brains contain sophisticated threat detection systems involving regions like the amygdala that constantly scan for dangers. These systems are incredibly sensitive. They can even be triggered by simple downward-pointing V-shapes resembling fangs. While essential for survival, constant vigilance creates debilitating stress. Homes provide sanctuary where threat detection systems can dial down, allowing us to relax. Paradoxically, familiar environments actually improve our ability to detect genuine threats. We notice unusual sounds more quickly because our brains are accustomed to filtering out normal background noise. Despite homes providing essential safety, humans frequently change residences throughout life. This contradictory behavior stems from our brains weighing potential rewards against risks. When the rewards are significant enough, better jobs, more stimulation, improved social connections, our brains overcome their natural risk aversion. Physical and mental work fundamentally affects our brain chemistry and structure. Regular activity improves brain function by enhancing blood flow and increasing brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which stimulates new brain cell growth. Similarly, mental exertion builds cognitive reserve, protecting against conditions like dementia. However, our brains carefully calculate effort-reward balances. Regions in the anterior cingulate gyrus and striatum evaluate whether tasks are worth it. This efficiency system can even alter our perception. Studies show we may literally stop seeing things that would require too much effort to process. Money activates our brain's mesolimbic reward pathway, similar to biological rewards like food or sex. This explains why we endure jobs we detest. Financial security prevents the brain's threat detection system from activating. However, habituation diminishes this effect over time as regular paychecks become predictable. Beyond survival needs, work satisfies psychological needs like control and competence. Having an internal locus of control, believing we influence outcomes, correlates with greater happiness. Jobs providing authority foster this sense, while those stripping autonomy cause stress. The brain's motivation mechanisms create paradoxes where financial incentives can actually decrease motivation if they undermine autonomy. Our brains place tremendous value on social interactions, often affecting our happiness more profoundly than logic would suggest. Even minor social mishaps trigger deep embarrassment despite their inconsequential nature. This powerful social sensitivity exists because our intelligence evolved primarily through social pressures. When two people interact, their brains literally synchronize. EEG studies reveal networks of neurons displaying synchronized activity patterns during human interaction. These regions form hubs in what scientists call an inter-individual brain web, processing the same interaction simultaneously in different brains. This synchronization is supported by mirror neurons, cells that fire both when we perform an action and when we observe others performing it. This explains why we wince hearing about injuries or feel angry about injustices that don't personally affect us. Social interaction isn't just pleasant, but necessary for brain health. Animals raised in isolation develop psychological problems and physical brain differences, particularly in regions processing reward and pleasure. The lack of social interaction makes it harder to experience happiness, which explains why psychologists consider solitary confinement a form of torture. What makes us happy changes throughout our lives as our brains constantly adapt to experiences. Childhood features the most dramatic neural transformations, forming up to 1 million new connections per second. Children's brain structure differs significantly from adults. Their amygdala stimulates the prefrontal cortex, rather than the adult pattern where rational thinking can override emotions, explaining their tendency toward tantrums. Adolescence brings profound brain changes affecting happiness. The teenage brain undergoes pruning, eliminating up to 50% of childhood neural connections for improved efficiency. More importantly, adolescent brains develop unevenly. The emotional limbic system matures faster than the rational prefrontal cortex, creating a neurological imbalance where emotions overpower logic. The aging brain experiences biological decline impacting happiness. Time diminishes neurochemical systems, particularly dopamine and serotonin pathways, crucial for reward processing. However, regular exercise effectively maintains both physical and cognitive function. Most importantly, maintaining social connections provides the strongest buffer against age-related unhappiness, suggesting that throughout life, our happiness depends less on what we have and more on who we share it with.